neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Benjamin Matanot. So now the question that is asked, how come he gave him clothing? It says that he gave to everyone Khalifot Semalot. He gave that to them.
What did he give them?
Gave him begalim, gave him clothing. Yes, to
what
the brother.
Because when they
gave the others one?
Why they cut? They
yeah.
Tear off their clothes. So
very nice. So now here we see actually Yosef HaTzadik wanted to make up for the damage that he caused, because when Menashe chased after them and they found the cup in sack of Binyamin, they all tore their begadim. So the damages that he caused, so he had to pay for it. It was a nezik. So this way he made up for the begadim that they tore. So now, so he gave Binyamin five times more. Why?
It was for the water story.
So now, first of all, he gave gift not from himself only, also from his wife and Menashe and Ephraim. So one portion everybody got. So Rashi HaKadosh brings that he also gave gift to Binyamin from his wife, from Menashe and Ephraim. That's four, plus the share that everybody got, so it makes it five. So that's why he gave him five begadim. And also, there's a prediction that he signed his Ruach HaKodesh, that from Binyamin will be a descendant called Mordechai Tzadik, that Ahasuerus will give him five sets of begadim. So the five begadim that gave him, five clothing that gave him at this moment, he let him know that your descendants will be honored to have exactly these five sets of begadim from a king. So now the question that is asked, what's the chut Binyamin had that such a descendant will come out from him? Mordechai Tzaddik.
What is the question?
What type of chut Binyamin had that he will have such a Tzaddik son?
He was right hand with his father.
Binyamin?
Yes. He was all the time.
But actually,
Yosef.
We don't see any source in the Torah.
Wasn't he part of the brother?
I'm sorry?
He wasn't part of the brother, so Yosef, that's why.
Voluntarily? Or they didn't include him?
He wasn't included, right? He wasn't.
So now what type of zechut he had that Mordechai will come out of from?
He had no sin.
He also
had
been Shmirat
sin.
How about Yosef?
Oh, because he put his son under his Yosef name.
First of all, if his mother passed away at his birth, he must have some zakut because of that. He must have extra help. He must have extra zakut because that happened.
When he was born, his mother passed away.
Yeah.
So that's the zakut or the other way around?
Because of that, he gets help anyway. He gets an extra energy.
So you can say he was the cause of the death of his mother.
It's a paradox, like everything else.
And so now the question that is asked, if Binyamin knew about the whole plan of the brothers or not? No?
No.
So how did he name the ten children, exactly what Yosef went through?
After he found out.
He knew?
No.
Probably
he didn't know?
He didn't know.
Binyamin.
No?
Before or after?
No, in general. Did he know or didn't know?
He knew that there was controversy between Yosef and his brother.
Now, did he know that what brother did to him?
No.
Yeah, they probably found out.
Maybe they make a nether not to talk about it. They don't see it.
No, he didn't.
What was the stone that was in Urim Tumim for Binyamin? What was the type of stone?
What color?
No, what was the name of it? No, that was his sign. That we see in this week, Parashat Parashat Vayechi. What was the stone? Yashfe was the stone of Binyamin. So what now what's called? Say.
What kind of stone is that?
We don't know exactly the stones, but why it's called Yeshpe? Because if you cut it in half, is Yeshpe. Yeshpe. What does Yeshpe means? That actually he knew, he didn't tell anything to his brother, to his father. So that's why he's a stone.
How he knew? Why then Yosef called his brother that I'm Yosef? He said
what do you mean how do you know? It's a family, there are ten brothers, you know, whatever that they did. So of course he...
They didn't, none of them break their promise.
So just like this, the brother disappears and that's it?
Nobody revealed anything to them.
No, of course he knew. No, that's what the whole point here is, that his stone was called Yashve, because Midrash explains that the stone actually represents the attitude of Binyamin, that he never revealed anything to his Abba. And that's why the name that he gave to his sons, it shows that exactly he knew exactly what happened. Chupim, Mupim, and so on. So now here, Gemara says that Bishot Tseniut that Rachel Imenu Alah Shalom had, Hashem merited her with Shaul HaMelech. Bishot the Tseniut that Shaul HaMelech had, Hashem merited him with Mordechai Tzaddik. So what does it mean? Because Binyamin was so. I just explained it.
Control his speech.
Yeah, he kept it to himself. He didn't reveal whatever that wrongdoing the brothers did. Same thing with Rachel Imenu. The Shaul came about. So the Gemara says exactly because Binyamin had such an attitude that Chas v'Shalom would not cause friction in the family. So Hashem brought such a Yeshua from his descendant. That was Mordechai Tzaddik.
It must have been the hardest for him than anywhere else.
Of course, yes. That was so painful. That's why every time that he would call his 10th kid, it would remind him about his own brother. And that's what exactly Yosef HaTzaddik, these 5 sets of clothing that gave him, it was the sign that such a goel would come from him. Hashem Yizakenu, Yeshua, Basaruto. Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.